This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. When a draw feels like a win, we've said that a lot over the last few years for Atlanta United. Joining us right now, our analyst is Jason Longshore. Follow him at Longshoe on the Twitter. And, Jason, good afternoon. I want to start first with this weather delay because I'm all amped up for the match. I've got it on one television. I've got the Braves on, and I'm looking, and the stadium looks amazing up there in Nashville. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun. And then clear the stadium. And I'm like, okay, this will be 15 minutes. That had to have some effect on this match, didn't it? The length of time?
Yeah, it's incredibly disruptive. It's hard to get any kind of a rhythm. And when you're a team like Atlanta United, you know, you're trying to knock the ball around. You're trying to create those chances over time, over possessions. And you saw both teams, but I think the more shocking one was Mateus Osetu with a giveaway about, you know, 3-4 minutes after the restart, because you get amped up, you get started, you have to sit. You come back out and warm up, and they were ready to start. Referees walking out of the tunnel, getting ready to restart, lightning overhead, immediately clear the field again. Then you sit for another couple of hours and come back out and warm up. But all the stops and starts, it just disrupts everything about what you want to do on the night.
Now, the good, the bad, the ugly, you don't blame the goalkeeper in that situation because obviously it's he's trying to basically defend two guys coming at him. But what do you think about Dom Dwyer? I mean, I just watched the highlights. Dom Dwyer, Almada, these are the guys that are doing the thing. I guess Almada is everything we thought he was going to be, right? I mean, he's just making things happen.
He's more than that. He is incredible. Just as a playmaker, I don't know of many better in this league, and Thiago Almada is not going anywhere anytime soon, hopefully, but he's a guy who, when he's set and done in this league, as great playmakers go, he's going to be one of the best, and this goal is a product of it. You look at him as he's dribbling forward, and this is what blows my mind about him is his vision, is he's dribbling forward. He does the little pump fake on the shot that draws defenders to him. He doesn't mind having defenders on top of him because he'll flip to the side, he'll get out of it. But that creates the space for Brooks Lennon to get in behind. And I think they locked eyes. They knew exactly what they wanted to do on the same page. And Almada, you know, couldn't have dropped it or couldn't have thrown it any better. Couldn't have done anything any better to put it right for Brooks Lennon. And then you have to give Brooks Lennon a ton of credit because Lennon, in that situation, how many times do you see it? A guy try to go to goal there from a tougher angle, trying to blast it, beat the goalkeeper quickly. Lennon has the composure to get his head up. Dom Dwyer has the composure to get into that spot and give Lennon the option. And Lennon takes the more sure option in that moment. He draws people to him, puts it across Dwyer, puts it into the open goal. It's brilliantly constructed. And that's the situation when Gonzalo Pineda's talked about chemistry and getting this team on the field together and getting these moments. Dwyer's job is easy at that point. Just put it in the back of the net. But Lennon and Almada finding that same page and creating a goal against a really good defense, incredible work.
We outshot them. I think Nashville's a really good club. What's your take on them, by the way? Because, you know, Mike and I were up there when we played them a couple of years ago, and it was a friendly, basically. They hadn't yet gotten their stadium, their team. This is a club on the come. I really like what they've done.
Yeah, what they've done from day one, and those were the USL days with Nashville, yep. They hired Gary Smith then, and they built up over 2 years with him, getting to know what he wanted to do, what kind of players he wanted, what kind of tactics he's going to employ. He's not purely defensive. I think what Atlanta does to Nashville is they make them be more defensive at home than Nashville wants to be. Watch them at home in other games. They're not on their heels. They're not conceding possession as easily. On the road, no problem. Nashville will be defensive and sit back and play direct. Against Atlanta in Nashville, they're forced into it, and they have to play more direct. And look, they're good at it. CJ Sapong is a target forward, one of the best in the league. He fits that team like a glove. He's a guy who bounced around the league. They've signed higher-priced guys who haven't been able to take the job from him. And Hani Mukhtar thrives in the open space. It's a really good Nashville team. They haven't lost at home since late 2020.
Right.
So to go up there and get a point, you obviously want three, and you want to be the team that beats them at Jota's Park for the first time. But to get something out of that game, not many people are getting points out of Nashville. Atlanta did it.
And again, they gave us a gift. We talked about the Almada goal, that Willis turnover. That was almost comical, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's the same thing as Josechu's turnover in a lot of ways. It's two guys who normally don't have those turnovers, and it's a few minutes after a, you know, almost 3 hour delay
right.
in starting. You're going to make mistakes. And I thought the first 10 minutes after they restarted was just complete and utter chaos with mistakes. Atlanta made bigger mistakes and was down 2-1 at the end of that sequence. But that's the nature of starting and stopping and sitting and trying to stay engaged, and you're just going to make mistakes when you get back into it. I thought Atlanta found their footing as the second half went on and were able to find that equalizer and make up for the mistakes.
All right. What's going to happen against Columbus? Give us a preview of that match because it's Saturday as we talk about Memorial Day weekend. What do you think about Columbus?
They're a team that struggled. This is a team that won MLS Cup in 2020, which feels like forever ago. They did not play well last year, and they are not playing well currently in Major League Soccer. This is an opportunity at home that Atlanta needs to take. Columbus looked bad in their loss at home to LAFC. They looked bad in their loss at NYC. Back-to-back losses for them. Looked better in a 2-2 draw with New England before that. They beat DC at home before that, but DC is not very good this season. It's a Columbus team that has gotten a little bit older. When you look at some of their best players this season, all over the age of 30, they've had some injuries. They traded Jossie Zardes, which I think was a mistake ultimately for a team that's struggling to score goals. And Lucas De La Rayon is pretty much the guy that carries this team. When he's playing well, they can win games. When he's not, there really isn't anybody else to pick up that slack. Atlanta United, and I think Franco Ibarra and Mateus Osechu have done a good job in these situations, you know, locking up good attacking players for the majority of 90 minutes. They're going to have to do that again against Lucas De La Rayon.
Hey, I know something we talked about with Darren last week about the Messi rumors that we got Messi down there in Miami because apparently it's not founded on reality. But at some point, they've got to get a guy like Messi. It seems like the viability of that franchise. The only reason I bring it up is I've tried to read everything when people tell me about how MLS is doing, the expansion, the new TV deal. Apparently, a lot of the networks are kind of lukewarm about throwing big money at MLS. How is the league right now, Jason, in your mind?
You know, it's funny because I think the league's in as good of a position as it's ever been. I think maybe because of some, I think, too optimistic early reports about what they could get in this broadcast deal, they're going to get an increase no matter what happens, whether they're going to get an increase or going to get a sizable increase. How big of an increase? Not as big as that was initially talked about, which I thought was unrealistic. But they've brought in money from expansion teams. They have more cities who want expansion teams. Vegas will be team number 30 by all accounts. And then you've got two more slots that they haven't officially opened up, but I'd be surprised if they don't. And you're looking at cities like San Diego, Phoenix. I wouldn't be surprised if there's another one in the eastern half of the country to balance things out. Not sure, you know, who would emerge from that. But the valuation of clubs, It's on level, if not passing, the NHL in a lot of markets. I do think there's some old school perceptions that haven't gone away yet of, you know, we can't talk about MLS and it doesn't do anything for our ratings. You guys know better than that. You guys talk about MLS probably more than any other show in the country. And last time I checked, you guys were doing pretty good. So what I hope is more people take that approach, because right. It's an outdated mindset to say, like, oh, well, it's a big four. We don't have a big five. It's a big four. No, that's not true. We see that here in Atlanta. You're seeing it in Charlotte. You're seeing it in Nashville with everything they're doing. You're going to see it in St. Louis. I do agree with you, though, Mike. Miami's a unique market. They need a star.
Right.
And Messi would be the star of all stars. Can you make it work? I think they do eventually. I don't know if it's next summer. I don't know when it is, but I think they do make that happen. But they need a star, and they need to get into their Miami stadium, which they finally made some progress on. Fort Lauderdale, not Miami. It's not going to be the same effect.
Great stuff, Jason. Appreciate you as always, and thanks for the great rundown of what happened in our draw against Nashville. Looking forward to seeing Columbus this weekend. Thanks again.
Thanks, y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.